Unifrax manufactures ceramic fiber, employs more than 1,400 people worldwide in 20 facilities, and has recently acquired a spate of smaller companies. With a profile like that, the corporation must have an annual cash flow in the tens of millions of dollars, if not more, although specifics aren't available because Unifrax is not a public company. Recently, they were looking to expand their corporate headquarters, currently located in Niagara Falls, New York. They settled on Riverview Solar Technology Park in Tonawanda, and they got a great deal. Riverview owners Tia Montante not only agreed to buy the company's former headquarters, but they will also sell Unifrax solar electricity for 10% less than they'd pay from the grid.
Yeah, it's not common, but in this case, it made a lot of sense. You had Unifrax that had to grow, and they had to grow somewhere, and they couldn't grow where they were.
That's Matthew Montante, whose company's incentives weren't enough to seal the deal. Unifrax told New York State that it was considering moving to Indiana instead of taking up the Montante's generous offer. So New York officials began digging in the state's pockets, looking to see what it would take to keep Unifrax here.
Well, they were involved very closely, and they provided funding to Unifrax for this move.
But when Montante was asked to say how much public money would be given to this private company...
I prefer not to. I'm not really sure what I'm able to disclose. That's something that it would be up to Unifrax to discuss with you.
The move will see 96 jobs at Unifrax leave Niagara Falls and come to Erie County, a fact that's aroused the ire of the Niagara County Legislature. This week, they questioned New York's Empire State Development about a $700,000 grant they gave to Unifrax to help them make up their minds. Unifrax spokesperson Virginia Cantera says her company is happy to receive taxpayer support, but wouldn't go into specifics about how it would help their bottom line.
To be honest with you, I don't have any details for that. I can just tell you that we had, with the help of the Empire State Development, we got some economic grants, which will help us save, which helps save money, which is a huge deciding factor in keeping us, bringing us to that location.
Unifrax hopes to begin calling Tonawanda home by the end of next year. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.